Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, well, well. You can hear by that music that it's the holiday, most certainly. So let me explain what's going on. For the first time listeners, we are not in our studio. We are doing today's show into my phone, which I will explain where and why in a second. So it's not the same quality it normally is, but now that you know, when you hear it, you'll understand. We're just in my brother and sister-in-law's dining room doing a show. And I thought it would be fun because we were sitting around. And by the way, when I say my sister-in-law, that's Merle from Dave's. You know Dave's in Philadelphia? Hey, if you need a haircut, you gotta go to Dave's. It's right, like, in the coolest part of Center City, Philadelphia. Dave's Barbershop. But it's a really cool place. Some podcast listeners have gone in already. You'll love it. And you'll love my sister-in-law. And if you tip her good, she'll tell you some stories about me. They're all good, though. So, now I'm nervous. Does she call it Dave's Barbershop or Dave's? Maybe it's not, but it's Dave's. There's only one Dave's. There's only one Dave's. So, I hope I said it right. You would think I would know, but of course now I'm recording this. I'm getting nervous. So I was sitting in the living room with everybody, and I said that there was no podcast this week. And then my sister-in-law started telling my brother that I started to explain to him his inability to make a bed. I said, hold it, make a pot of coffee. Let's do a podcast. I want to do this. So that's what we did. We sat in the dining room. A few candles were lit. We sat around them in a tight circle, put the phone in the middle, and we talked for about 35 minutes. So there you go. Now, one quick thing before we roll it in. When I was in Chicago, which we'll get into great detail, just an awesome week in Chicago. Really, really was great. Up Comedy Club is one of the best clubs in the country. Some audience member made me a phone that you can plug into a microphone. And I want them to email me who they are. And when you email me, I'll email you back and tell you why. It was the coolest thing. It was so cool. But email me your name and I'll email you back. You know who you are. That was awesome. So, all right. Sorry for that. Aristotle, roll in the show. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
I got it.
What are you looking for?
My bronzer.
I can't hear you.
My bronzer.
Bronzer? What do you need bronzer for?
Because I look like shit.
You look fine. You look good.
I look hungover from last night still.
No, you look
maybe
good.
Maybe you should drink a little less.
Just drink a little more.
Shut up. Katie, we're going to do a podcast. I can't do it with you jumping up and down on the stick.
Do something.
The one thing about Todd is when he's in the house, all the windows are wide open.
Well, now, no, at it just night, seems brighter.
Yeah, but at night.
But that way
night,
you can see the elephants.
Blinds, wait, don't normal people put blinds down at night?
There's no right way. I just sort of like this. Or
no, it's the wrong way to keep
them Katie,
open.
What are you doing?
It's the wrong way to keep them open at night. At
did you
night,
find your bronzer?
You shut the blinds.
Shh. I don't mean shush to you. Shush to me.
Now, don't deny.
Did you find your bronzer?
Yeah, I found it.
Did you find your napkin rings?
No, can't find
them. Right, we have to find the napkin rings.
I don't know where they are.
How many people use napkin rings on their Thanksgiving dinner? I'd like to take a survey of napkin rings.
I saw them in a bag. I don't. I've used them, actually.
Did Lewis stole them?
Oh, shut up!
You think my brother's business associate... Do you think Michael ate them?
I will find them. We'll find them afterwards. I think they're under there, maybe. Katie.
What?
What are you doing?
I'm putting on my mascara. I look like shit.
Katie, you need to have more confidence.
She already has a ton of makeup on her eyes.
The confidence is not the issue. I don't know. I think it's like pale season.
Let me see.
I just got pale.
You look great. It's all in your head. It's all in your head. But we do want to start this, so...
All right, I'm here.
No. We're waiting for you to leave.
Oh. I have to go?
We don't have to go, but if you're going, like, how much longer are you going to be here?
Like, a minute or two?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. We want to start, so we don't...
Who's my mother?
Just, before it's we start, you just want to make some phone calls? This is business.
I'm waiting on Lindsay.
Did you put your blanket and pillow downstairs?
No.
All right, let's go.
I can just be late.
No, this is going to be a while.
Oh.
You can't just walk in and...
Yeah, I'm not uninviting you. I'm just saying that if you're leaving anyway, we're just sort of hanging. But you don't have to hurry up. But if we weren't doing anything right now, how much longer would it be till you left anyway?
Only 5 minutes.
All right, so we'll just talk, and then when you leave, we'll start it. It'll be just easier that way.
What do we talk about?
Do you want me to leave it on right now, and do you want to talk, and then... We'll do a pre-show.
Let's do a pre-show.
Well, we're 3 minutes into it. Everyone knows about your bronzer, Katie.
Do I look more bronze? Do I look like a lot? I feel like when I'm
you
probably
look
like I'm dead.
Live from... That was the opening. It's the Todd Glass Thanksgiving Extravaganza. Tonight, for just a little bit of time, Katie Glass... Marrow Glass and my brother Spencer Glass.
Can I do my Superman opening at some point in the show?
Yes.
Can I Snapchat this?
No, we were recording you with your bronzer. Now all my listeners know how obsessed you are
I'm
with
sorry,
bronzer.
They don't get it because they live in California.
How do you know they don't get it?
They get to tan every day.
What if my listeners are going, oh my God, thank God somebody understands bronzer like that.
You did a bronzer regression.
All right, well listen, we're gonna pause this and let you, but is there anything you want to say?
Can I Snapchat this?
Why can't you do this? Like you're that disconnected. You go, I want to do the podcast. What, and then I want to Snapchat it. Like just involve yourself with the podcast. It's Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
What are you thankful for? I know it's a very cliche thing to do, but let's start that way and then we'll take a break and then we'll talk about this. By the way, this all started because I was in my living room with my brother and my sister-in-law, Merrill, and we talked about that it was a smooth Thanksgiving. We wished that we could have, we'll talk about that another time. But then my brother said, it was really smooth except for one, something about a pillowcase. Now talk about a tease.
We're not going to find out. There was something that my brother's saying everything was smooth, great Thanksgiving, except the one pillowcase thing.
maybe not that smooth.
Yeah, except for, oh yeah, maybe, well, smooth in different ways. I would imagine that you didn't smooth out the pillowcase the way Merle wanted you to. Is there something like that?
Well, you just ruined the story.
No.
They don't know what the details of it are. That's all. That's the tease. That's how this all... Because I said we're not going to do a podcast. And then they started to tell me about this pillowcase thing. Let me make it clear. So my brother goes, this was a great Thanksgiving. Everything went really smooth. Dinner was really good. He goes, the only one sort of drama you could say was about this thing about a pillowcase. I go, we're doing a podcast. Then Katie was lingering around.
With her boots.
With her boots. Here's Katie walking through the house. It's like Clydesdale got loose in the house. A Clydesdale that needs bronzer. So now we're doing a pre-show before we get to the meat of the show because you wanted to be a little part of it and you're going out with some friends tonight.
Correct.
You're in Newtown. Where are we at now?
Newtown.
I know we're
at. Not Newton.
But I say the other one that's near Paoli by accident.
That's not Newtown Square. This is Newtown Bucks.
So we'll go around, we'll say what we're thankful for, and that'll be the opening, and then we'll take a break and we'll come back. So Katie, what are you thankful for?
Thankful that I'm an American. That I live in America. It's a big one.
Great. You know what? I hope my listeners don't cry when they hear that because that was very emotional.
I'm thankful that I'm cute. That gets me by.
Oh, Jesus. This is embarrassing. What kind of thing is that? It's like not even nice. It's like, thank God I'm cute. I'm thankful I'm cute.
I'm thankful I'm not in Ferguson.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, jeez.
I am thankful for what I have, for what God gave me.
All right. Thank you. Hey, Merle.
I'm thankful that you're here and all the light bulbs are dulled and that.
I almost shit a little. You go, I'm thankful all the light bulbs are dulled. She means that they don't have them bright because they... My listeners know. They're like, you went out... Well, of course they do. Of course they do. And Spencer?
I'm thankful that it's 35 degrees here in Newtown and you didn't open all the windows.
I know. God, I walked out...
I am getting hot.
I went out
because you're cute.
Yeah, I went outside today for 1 second. I was walking outside, and Spencer, I hear him from the other room.
No, you're not opening the door. No.
And I was like, no, I'm just going outside. All right, so listen, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna say goodbye to Katie. Aristotle, why don't you bring in a little music right now? A little Christmas festive music. There it goes. I like
we
it.
We could sing something.
But we can do that when we come back.
I want to put the Christmas music.
No, hold on. Aristotle's got it all covered. He already started. We're hearing it right now as we speak. It's layered in. And then we'll be right back right after this. Oh, Aristotle, I like your choice of music. And then it fades out. All right, so... Like I said before, we were in the living room talking about this Thanksgiving, that it was pretty much smooth overall, not a lot of drama, but I'm very curious to hear, so what happens with the pillowcases? And when is this, this happens?
This was Tuesday? The weekend? It was the weekend, it was Sunday. Okay, it was Sunday.
And this is Spencer talking right now, and over here is Merle. I think we all know that.
All right, so... Merle gets real crazy about how things are for you, Todd. Everything has to be perfect.
That is not how it is. Do I always have my pillowcases ironed?
We're not at that part of the story yet.
Yeah, you have to.
We have to build into
you
the story.
You iron your pillowcases?
Doesn't everyone?
No, but you know what? They probably look nice that way.
They sit crisp. You have to have a crisp one.
Oh. I'm not going to argue with you. Like at a hotel, you're right. Yeah. It looks... Okay,
no, so Merle asked him to make a nice bed.
Hold on. So Merle asked me to take off the sheets, and we wash the sheets, and we dry the sheets, and the dryer buzzer goes off. So Merle says, take the sheets and the pillowcases out of the dryer and so you can make the bed. So I'm taking them out, and she says, don't crinkle them. So I don't know about not crinkling them. I just take them out. And she says, I want you to go upstairs and smooth them out.
And I said, I am not. I am not.
You have to talk loud.
I am not smoothing out pillowcases. So she gets real upset with me. I only ask you to do one thing.
Yeah, make a nice bed.
That second.
That's not.
Was
that's
the one thing.
Sloppy. And
I said, I am not smoothing out pillowcases. So she gets really, really upset with me and says, all right, then I'll do it. I'll do everything. Well, why can't you just do it? And finally, I just had to say, because in my head, I'm thinking of what this action is going to look like. And I can't see myself smoothing out pillowcases.
Right.
Because it's so sissy-like. Because I'm just picturing myself with my pinky fingers up and the digits of my other fingers, you know, delicately smoothing out these pillowcases. And I'm like, no, not me. Not me.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, I love that this is all the weirdest thing stem. I can just picture. I'm not smoothing. But I know, I have to admit, like, first of all, I don't think that means Spencer's pretty helpful. Would you say overall?
No.
Oh, well, we'll edit that out.
wait, I have a list. I have a list.
But let me get to the pillowcases thing real quick. I do know what you mean. I never ironed a pillowcase, but I'm not going to make fun of you for doing it because I like when things look crisp and neat.
Right.
I do. I get them out of the dryer, and you do have to quickly take your hands.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but if he doesn't know that, I don't think that makes him. No, well, like what I do is
I didn't want to do it.
He knew what to do. He was being lazy.
You just,
first of all, he was cranky that he had to do an extra job.
Well, they still have a little heat on them. If you put them on the bed right away and just take your hands and go...
Exactly.
Yeah, and then you shove the pillow in there. I know what you're talking about. But you shove the pillow...
Like ironing them.
The act of shoving the pillow in the pillowcase smooths it out.
No, not the end.
Have your bed look tight.
It looked great, actually.
Well, no, guess totally who made it?
So I went back and smoothed it out.
First of all, I already said, in case you're wondering, and I think the people that listen to the podcast know, this house is a great energy. Like, it's the right amount of chaos. It is some chaos, but sometimes the chaos, I can handle it. You know, but like, but it feels good. Everything's nice. It's very taken care of. And but I thought the bed looked good last night when I got into
because
it.
Because I smoothed it out.
Yeah, I mean,
what did you smooth out?
The pillowcases.
Aside from the pillowcases, Todd, how did your bed look?
Everything looked great. I thought it was comfortable, and you had like a little fan heater next to the bed.
Did you use it?
I did a little bit.
Oh,
I did a little bit.
Did you open the windows?
I didn't. I didn't. I usually do, but I didn't. But it was comfortable in here last night. I did turn the heat up 1 degree. Oh, that's a rarity.
Oh, only because I drop it at night. I didn't.
You drop what?
The heat.
What do you drop the heat down to?
Like 66.
And why are you saying that so low?
Because I know people think, oh my God, 66.
She brought me a really heavy sweatshirt for my birthday.
To wear in bed so you're not cold?
Yes.
I get really hot at night. I have a heat thing at night.
Who's cheaper, you or Meryl?
Meryl.
But you know what? I will say this. Like, you guys have made a lot of good choices in life to enjoy life. Don't you think? Like, you didn't overspend, and although at times you might be on completely different pages, I do reference both of you on the podcast a lot because I look at your lives like you have no mortgage payment.
I wanted a Jeep.
Is that true?
Yes.
And she won't let you get one?
She wouldn't let me get the Jeep.
What type of Jeep?
Wrangler.
A 4-door?
No, a 2-door.
Why won't you let?
They're terrible on gas.
They are terrible on gas.
It's embarrassing to have it in front of your house.
It's not embarrassing. It's cool.
It's embarrassing
because it shows you don't care about the environment,
the economy.
Well, both
the price of gas.
It's all about that. It's all about.
I gotta tell you. Hold on 1 second. We'll take a break. Aristotle, bring in some music. Is that Christmas music? Okay, we'll be right back with more of this, whatever we call it. All right. So now we just took a break because I don't know how long I can record on my phone. So we've been like about every 8-9 minutes we take a little break. But hasn't Aristotle done a great job of stringing these together?
Thank you. He appreciates it. And what a cool name, Aristotle, isn't it?
Yeah, very fancy.
Very stoic.
Can you spell it?
Aristotle. A-R-S is what I put.
There you go.
A-R-S. How do you spell Aristotle?
A-R-I-S-T-O-T-L-E.
Sounds right to me.
All right, so that's the teacher part of me that isn't allowed to get the G.
Okay. So, my brother's a teacher, but everybody knows that too, I bet. So, what if you really wanted a Jeep? What do you do in a relationship?
You decide that you'd rather be happy than right, and you get a RAV4.
That one got 22 miles to the gallon. The other one got like 15 or 12.
Merrill decided I had to make a statement of economy because I'm a teacher, but I don't quite get the connection.
There's nobody pulling up to a school with a big gas-guzzling car. It's a bad statement.
And which school have you pulled up to lately?
I've never seen a teacher drive a car that was a gas-guzzler like that.
What cars do you... Do the cars you see say I'm a teacher, ridiculous. Look at my economy?
I admire you, Merle, because you care. I really do. Like, that's forward thinking of you. But it's funny that you do say, like, things that, like, I've never seen a teacher pull up. Because you want that to be the truth.
No, teachers make up the truth. They're very into the environment.
Teachers care about the environment. Which teachers care? Most of us don't care about the environment.
No, they all do.
You care about the environment. You're just probably being like,
I teach the kids that they should care about the environment so I don't have to worry about it and get my Jeep.
But you didn't want a four-door Jeep?
No, I just wanted to, I don't have any kids or pets to haul around.
Yeah, that was too big. And that was real.
All right, so Merle says that you don't do anything. I said, well, you're pretty helpful. You share the chores of the house like any couple should, obviously.
No, I do 80% of them.
Because it's not good if a guy gets credit for like, oh, isn't he helpful? It's like, yeah, that's what you do. You're in a relationship. You both share all the chores. It's not 1950. Most of my friends, that's how it is. But you were the one saying Spencer didn't do anything. He didn't say he minded do anything. You're just saying he didn't. So you wanted me to see this list.
Well, before I take out the list, I wanted to make a recommendation to a lot of the guys out there because I would imagine that most spouses would say to the man, you don't do anything. So one day I decided to actually make a list of what I did do. Now, I'll give Merle credit. She does do the majority of the jobs around the house. Just in fairness, and so that what I now will tell you is legitimate. So I decided I'd make a list. And I told Merle I had a list, but the key is don't let them see the list. Just let them know you have a list. And then they stop telling you that you don't do anything. So I do have a list.
You don't need to dare everyone to know the stuff. Your chores, no one is interested.
Are you producing this?
So
I'm interested.
Wait,
I'm going to show Todd. Wait, first I'm going to show Todd the list.
Oh my God.
When is this from? One day?
No.
This is weekly and occasionally.
Clean bathroom.
Oh, but
mop
just a slob
floor.
Of job. Slob.
Merle, please don't interrupt.
I have to go over and detail his work all the time.
Okay, so I'll read it quickly, then we can go back and you tell us why he doesn't. White. You know. Yeah, be honest. Like if there's something he does great, you're like, he's good at that. But let me go through. Cleaning the bathroom.
Horrible.
Why is it horrible?
He doesn't detail. He doesn't get the corners.
Okay. Mop the floor.
Wipe.
Is he good at it?
With a paper towel?
No, what floors does he wipe? He wipes all
these
hardwood floors.
I do all these
with the
floors.
Swifter.
Upstairs. Oh, the Swifter. He doesn't do that good? Be honest.
Oh, with the Swifter, I go back behind him. I pick up choices.
Okay. How about clean dinner dishes?
Yeah, he does that.
Yeah,
he's very
good
at that.
Yeah.
He's good at housekeeping.
Fold laundry.
He does do that.
Okay. Move heavy things.
He moves nothing.
Who moved the leaf on the table?
And by the way, he's talking about a leaf that flew in from outside. So.
Leaf of a teak table, 50 pounds.
He did do that. Okay, move heavy things.
That's a joke. Not gardening stuff, not dirt, pots and plants.
Right.
Move heavy things.
She doesn't.
Okay, bank statement. What is that?
I have to do the bank statements every month, three accounts.
Nobody cares about that.
Okay, fill out form.
What? Every form that comes in this house, I have to do all the paperwork.
Hey, you know what? That's not to be laughed at.
Paperwork, he does that good.
To know someone that'll do that?
He does all paperwork.
I send all my stuff to Dana.
Yeah.
Because it gives me a headache.
Yeah, it gives me a headache.
Oh, Jesus. I think everything's coming from the government. Because that's what they do. These places trick you. They make you try to look like from the government. Clean the basement. Well, that's where you spend most of your time.
Right. I still do it.
Yeah. Comcast. What do you do? Install your own cable?
I think we have to call Comcast every time there's a problem.
Okay. You know what? That's like paperwork.
Last time was 3 hours, and I'm not exaggerating.
No. I have a story about Comcast. I'll tell you later. Acme. What's that?
Whenever she needs something extra, I have to go get it at the Acme.
Oh, if I forgot something on a big order, he'll go and get one thing.
Okay, driving?
Wherever we go, I have to drive.
Is that true?
I guess.
Okay. Trash.
I do the trash.
Oh, God.
Straighten up the kitchen.
Always. Meryl is a very not good straighten-upper.
Yeah, empty the dishwasher.
Always.
Coffee.
Every day.
He's good at
occasional. Clean up after dinner parties. He did do that today. We had Thanksgiving dinner here. That's why this is a Thanksgiving episode. This is...
These are just occasional.
This is just ridiculous that this is...
Well, by the way, he's not saying he does it all. He's just saying, you know, I do some things. Clean the garage. You won't let him...
Oh, God. Oh, God. It's the dirtiest, hardest...
Who made it dirty?
Well, that's your fault, Meryl.
That's Meryl's toy box.
Heavy gardening?
Yeah, because whenever she goes outside and wants to plant something or dig a hole or move a pot.
I hire people out on that all the time. That is such a lie.
Well, maybe I wrote this list before you started hiring people.
You've been holding this list?
Yeah, by the way, this list.
Yeah, he's been holding this list? You saved
it? Last time you told me I didn't do anything, I wrote the list.
Well, I have had a gardener for like 3 years. You've been holding on to your list?
You've had this list for 3 years?
Yeah.
And wait, here's what I want to do. What do you mean by, you shovel the snow?
I have to shovel all the snow.
Had people.
And for the dog.
But I thought you have a guy
that just started now. Just now. Oh. The last 25 years, me.
Wait, before you had someone that plowed the driveway with a truck.
Wait, we had the worst shovel job in the neighborhood. When I used to take a walk and I would walk around, his path was so skinny.
But it was
that
done
you
first.
You could only do 1 foot at a time. It had not.
By the way, hold on. For anybody that doesn't live where it gets snowy, I'm sure most of our listeners know, but I know exactly what Merle means. I have to admit, by the way, if I was doing it, I'd probably do it like Spencer. But there's something cool when you see a home and the whole sidewalk is like done neatly.
That's all the neighbors are done.
But Merrill's saying that Spencer does such a narrow that if you have to walk by their house, you have to put one foot in front of the other.
One thing, Todd, you knowing me and Merrill, who exaggerates in this relationship?
Merrill.
Wait, true or false, do you clean the tops of the cars?
No.
True. That's against the law. So that just shows you how it is. Every neighbor cleans
the top of the car.
But hold on, Spencer, and I don't mean to be a dick about this, but I do have to report you on that.
Because
my job as a podcaster.
Yes.
You're not clear. As a podcaster, I have a responsibility.
Yes.
I have to report you. It's against the law. Merrill's right. So I don't know what to do. I don't know if I can finish this podcast.
Can I have my list back?
No. I'll tell you what we're going to do. It's going to make a wonderful 8-minute segment. I want to spend 8 minutes. On the garage specifically.
The garage is a nightmare.
And I want to talk about it.
All right.
Because I know you have, it's a lot of contention with the both of you, right?
The garage is an issue.
Yes, okay. We have our $40,000 car outside and our $40 worth of Merrill shit
car.
In the garage.
We have, that's the joke.
All right, listen. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap it up and talk about the garage Thanksgiving special episode.
And the G.
Oh, guess what I just realized? Did I give your address on the opening?
Yeah, now we're going to get robbed.
No, why not go right to the worst thing?
Our $5,000 car.
Yeah. okay, so we'll be... do I hear music coming in? Oh, I do hear music coming in. That means we'll be right back. All righty. We're back. This is the last one. So anyway, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hope you had a good time. So I think it's important because it's Thanksgiving to talk about your garage.
Oh, absolutely.
Meryl says there's nothing to talk about.
Oh, there's something to talk about.
We cleared it all out with the last garage sale.
Can you pull a car in there?
No.
No.
Do you want to pull?
You can barely pull a bike in there.
There's problems because of how much shit we have. Then I was going to do, I was going to get rid of all the stuff and have another garage sale. But then Spencer didn't want me to have a garage sale. He said he would pay me $100. Not that.
Well, I got to admit. Hey, look. If somebody wants to have a garage sale and they have fun and they make a little money, but it's also part of, I don't want to be one of those people that goes, why would anybody have a garage sale?
Wait, she wanted to have her garage sale in another neighborhood 10 miles away. And haul it there.
Oh, that's by the way.
Now they do really good advertising against hundreds of people.
All right, listen, even if it was in your neighborhood, let's start with that. If somebody wants to do it, I'm fine. If a couple both wants to have a garage sale, I wouldn't argue with them. Do what you want. But if you're asking me, I got to agree. I'll give you $100 not to have it. Because people, like, you know, unless you're going to make money, maybe somebody's trying to take a trip. There's always exceptions, some exceptions. Somebody goes, we made $1,200, $1,300 on our garage sale. And that's different. But you know, for you guys, what were you going to make with the shit in your garage?
$12 or $13.
Right.
Some good stuff in there now.
Hold on. Right. We're pausing. Go get one thing. We paused, by the way, we did, honestly, and Meryl said she was going to just tell us about it. So what was your high-end item?
Well,
not the threads.
I didn't realize how much money people pay for clothing. And I had all, we were going to give away all this clothing, and I started counting it up at like $3, $4 a piece of clothing. It was adding up to a lot of money.
How much?
There was a lot.
Like 1,000?
No, but like...
Oh, like 500?
With all the stuff 200? In there.
I'm just playing.
No,
I know.
All the stuff in there and all the shoes and everything.
$20.
No way. There is so much clothes.
$20.
We were going to just give them away. Which
I'm wearing
I was okay
a Lacoste sweater that I got at a yard sale for $1.
Right.
How much is she going to make?
Right. He said that today. Like, and Katie, hold on. Katie, well, what do you think? You're going to overcharge people? Is that how your garage sale is going to be so popular? Katie got a Banana Republic jacket.
Yeah.
A really cool, a really cool looking jacket. And I'm like, Katie, that's a cool jacket today. And you said, how much was it?
I think she paid 10 or 20. I can't $10. Remember.
$10. Don't lie. 10. You knew exactly what
she
it was.
She might have paid more.
No, she didn't.
$10.
She said 10, too.
She has two 45-year-old sleds in the garage that were her cousins that she will not let me get rid of.
They look good.
Should we talk about the flat hose?
Wait. Tell me the truth. No, don't try to be funny.
About the flat
don't try to be funny because we're recording it. What is there? There is a flat. Tell me the story because there's a hose in there that I think the last time I was here. I said,
well,
Meryl.
What do you do if there's a drought? When there's a drought, you need that hose.
We've been living here for 25 years. She's had it for 12.
Drought, and
she never
I
used
out.
It.
No, I did on the drought.
She never
I had
used
to connect
it.
Them all for the garden. It saved
the
garden.
The hose, I thought it had a hole in it.
Yeah, they have all those tiny little holes. So they let the water out slowly.
But she never used it.
I did on the drought.
When was the drought?
Well, Pete threw it away.
After 10 years of you not using
well,
it.
Let me tell you something. You're not a hoarder, Meryl, because your house is very actually organized.
Oh, she's one broken synapse away.
In the garage only. Well, that was because I
wouldn't
was
you love
get rid
to pull your
the...
car in there?
No.
I wouldn't.
Well, what
especially
about the
if I could get a Jeep.
Stuff?
No. You have room in your garage if you're super organized to have a reasonable amount of stuff in there, right?
That is Meryl's trash can.
You could hang bikes up in there. You have shelves on the side. You could have stuff in your garage and still pull your car in. Can I tell you, ask you a question? Because I've talked about this on my podcast and you guys can give me an answer. Why does everybody not in Philadelphia, everybody, especially when you can get it in your car, have a car that starts from your house? It just, to me, like after, to me, here's what would happen. For the first 3 years, maybe you're married, you think, we should get that. And then 10 years passes, you're buying whatever. But the story should be, remote starter. So when you can walk out on a bitter cold day, your car's warm, the snow melts off of it if you leave it running for, 20 minutes. Or at least if it doesn't melt, you can push it off.
I know, they're only like $200 now. I know, we had it.
I had one, but then we sold that car.
What car?
On the Highlander.
And didn't you love it?
I did.
And you don't have it now. That's crazy.
The only thing is you have to remember to turn the heat on full when you come home.
Right, so when you start it from
Otherwise,
outside.
You go in and it's 30 degrees out and it's 27 degrees in your car.
Right. Even on that shitty day when you forget, it still gets warm in 30 seconds because the heat's ready to go. But depends. I know what you mean. Oh, you're right. It doesn't melt off, though.
Right.
Well,
but the garage is a disgrace.
Can we take some pictures of it and put it on my Facebook page?
We have to just take them all to the Goodwill and get rid of all that stuff.
That's what she says with every bag that's in there.
Well, we did that a couple years ago. We cleared everything out. It was gorgeous.
Everything is one bag of Goodwill.
What do you do with bikes, camping gear, garden stuff?
Stop gardening.
All the bridge chairs, all the big party stuff.
Bridge chairs? What are you, pinochle parties?
When you have a big party, you need like 20 chairs.
We have a poor family living in the garage.
Okay.
What do you do with all that stuff?
Now listen,
what do you do with all the big tables?
You hang them on the walls.
All 20 chairs?
Yes.
All
you hang, the bikes? You can hang all that stuff on the walls. You can have
a lot of stuff in there. And then if it's so much trouble to get the bikes, you're not going to buy
them. How about, what do you do with the pot that you've had in there for 30 years you haven't used that you might use? The waffle iron, all the old appliances,
camping gear.
We haven't camped in 30 years.
Tyler goes camping.
Then Tyler should take it to his house.
I don't know what you do with all that stuff.
Old fencing, old floors.
You have to have backup floors. What if your tile chips? You have to have that.
What? That's what Home Depot's for.
Extra tile and extra flooring. If something happens, you need backup stuff. We have a lot of backup stuff.
Do you have an earthquake kit?
Absolutely.
No, you don't.
She has bottles of water all over the place.
You have to have your bottles of water and your peanut butter and your tuna fish.
For what?
Because you lose electricity.
But not earthquakes. You know, you don't have earthquakes.
No, you have earthquakes in California. We have power outages. You have to have your provisions.
Well, everybody,
stock up on your provisions.
If we lose our power, we can go in the garage and we can live there for a month.
Right.
With a flat hose and two sleds. We could tie the sleds together with a flat hose, and maybe we could like take a trip to the supermarket to get more milk and bread.
Wait, what's in your provisions right now?
Well, to be honest, I got a little nervous a year ago because I heard some guy at the gym go, you know there's another earthquake coming, so, you know, get ready. He goes, you shouldn't live in fear. He goes, but you should be ready. So I went out and bought two cases of water, that's because I say water, and I got some matches, and I had an old radio that I bought, like just a radio, because someone said, have a radio, put batteries in it. The batteries aren't in the radio. They're in a plastic bag. Someone said seal them just in case it gets wet, your batteries. And I have some matches. I have a few like stick candles. I just did this and a battery, and I have it all like wrapped up together, you know?
Could you use a sled in a sleeping bag?
No. but I will tell you this. Here's the problem. Somebody said put, you know, like you just said, peanut butter in there, some jelly, some granola bars. I tried it, but here's the problem. I came home at night late, and I started eating my earthquake food. And my new life was going to the supermarket every 3 days to place in my earthquake food. So I don't have any earthquake food in there now, and I know it's bad, but I just won't.
Why don't you get something you don't like that astronaut food they sell at REI or something?
That's what somebody said. They go, get at least something that you won't be tempted to go into, and I might do that.
Tuna fish, you're not going to be eating your...
Yeah. Well, I don't know. But anyway, all right. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving, Jake Adams. Happy Thanksgiving, Aristotle. Happy Thanksgiving, Tom Martin. Happy Thanksgiving, Sensitive. Happy Thanksgiving, Katie.
Happy Thanksgiving, Homer Simpson.
Chris Hardwick. Happy Thanksgiving to Chris Burden and Preston. And happy Thanksgiving to the most important person, Joe. That's right, Joe. Lyricist Joe.
That's your most important person, not your mother.
Well, no, in family, happy Thanksgiving, of course. I'm talking about at the podcast. Happy Thanksgiving to my mom. Happy Thanksgiving, Steve. Happy Thanksgiving to Michael. Happy Thanksgiving to Corey.
All right,
Thanksgiving to Wendy. Happy Thanksgiving to Tyler. Happy Thanksgiving to Katie. Happy Thanksgiving to Aaron. Happy Thanksgiving to Sammy. Merry Christmas, as my nephew used to say, Tyler. I know I forgot someone, and I'm going to feel like shit later, but... happy Thanksgiving, Kara. Happy Thanksgiving, little Steve. Happy Thanksgiving to Ruth Palladino. Happy Thanksgiving to Amanda.
And
happy
Piscatelli.
Vinny Piscatelli, Joyce. Happy Thanksgiving to the Foy Gang. happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And to you people that are listening right now, okay? Alrighty. Aristotle, why don't we bring a little music? And goodbye. Have Merry Thanksgiving.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.